strongholds, these castles, the strongholds that are built, have one objective in mind. They exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. The knowledge of God, God reveals himself and makes himself known, and the strongholds are everything that is opposed to that reality. And there's two ways that that happens. One is there's outright denial of who God is and what God has said. But then there's a more subtle one that we have to be more aware of, is adding to what God says and making it as if the precept of man is a statement by God. And these are, you know, very subtle things that I think we have to be so aware of. The fronts are, you know, we mentioned one, the fronts are the family. The fronts are individual autonomy, right? That's a big front, that a stronghold. Particularly in the West, we are confronted with the stronghold of, you know, self-determination, blah, 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 blah. You know, that whole notion of, you know, the self and, you know, being your best you. And that's a stronghold. We have to be very aware of it. So the family is under assault. That's a stronghold. But all of these things are things that we would exalt themselves of what God's definition, how God has revealed his mind with regard to these areas. These are where these strongholds lie. And so what's necessary is not only to know the Word of God, but to know the God of the Word. Mm-hmm. Because very often we have a lot of knowledge about what's in the Bible, what's contained in the Bible, but what really comes down to, it's the knowledge of God, knowing him and knowing not only what he says, but knowing him, that he's able to take up a defense against the things that he has declared. Very often we think God is really abandoned. There's a worldview that suggests that God wound the world up, set it in motion, turned his back, and walked away. And some of us live that way, in that we think that, well, we've trusted God to save us, but I can't trust him on matters of repentance, of reconciliation, on restoration, healing of relationships, and all these other areas. We don't believe it. Well, it's a question of this stronghold. Do I really see it as that which exalts itself against God? God says that we are this. Am I ready to take God's point of view on that, so that that stronghold of can be broken down? There's so many areas that this just touches, because it's always that which exalts itself against the knowledge of God.
I wonder sometimes if the issue is that we recognize that it's a stronghold. Maybe sometimes we think that it's just a flighty thing in the way, you know, that we might be able to blow it out of the way. God tells us that it is a stronghold. It's a bulwark, a fortress that the enemy has established to set himself intentionally, deliberately against God and hinder anything of God in us. But the beauty of pulling down of this stronghold, and we closed off on this, it is according to the power of God. I know, Emil, you had said, through his power, which is true. Through would be the means that he's using. But according to his power seems to demonstrate how illimitable those resources are to pull down these strongholds.
So that the Battle of Jericho was easily recognized by the people of Israel to be a stronghold, and then they looked at Ai, and they said, oh, that's an easy one.
Yeah.
And didn't realize that every spiritual battle has great significance, whether it appears simple or not, like you said.
And I don't think we can underestimate the fact that, and I think we tend to think that Satan doesn't get involved in the way that he really does. I mean, Paul brings this up in 2 Corinthians. In chapter 4, he talks about the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelieving. So with regard to the unsaved, the devil is very actively engaged in blinding the minds of the unbelieving. But in chapter 11, where we read, Satan is involved in deceiving the saints. And so he's very engaged in both elements, whether it's outside or inside. And he would, I think it goes in, it'll go into our next session, but he'll use whatever means he can to stumble us, or to make us, or to divide us. He'll use what, he loves to use the principle of divide and conquer. And when he divides the saints, he gets a victory. And he's very pleased. I think we have to realize this, as Mark was saying, the knowledge of God and knowing that God should receive all the glory, Satan is very interested in robbing him of that glory. And if he can use us to rob the Lord of the glory that he should receive, he's very happy. We have to realize this is an evil foe, a very evil foe that is very vicious. Obviously, he will do whatever he can to destroy what God is doing. He can't stop what God is doing, but he'll use whatever means he can to bring in, and we see it. I see it in my own family, what he's used to wreck my daughter. He'll use whatever he can to bring in disgrace, dishonor, breakdown, distance from the Lord. And this is a very serious, serious thing we're talking about.
Yeah. It's something that is really, really serious. And the thing about it is so subtle. Because, for instance, today, even the school system, we find that you send your children to school and they are believers, some of them, and they go and they're seeking to get a good education and so on. But then there are teachers who teach them about evolution. And they tell them that, well, although we see in John and Genesis and so on, and know that God is the one who created this earth and so on and so forth, they are trying to tell them other things. They are telling them nothing goes like that. And there are those who are trying to prove, say, yeah, this is a fact, and this is, and so on and so forth. So it's very important for us to know God, like our brother have been saying. Not just know the word, but know who God is, and believe what he's in what he's able to do, and truly trust him.
I was thinking, as you're saying that, the method that the enemy uses today as his system for effective reasonings, so as to bring into view what he wants in opposition to God, is the system of higher education. Now, we want to be careful, because most of us have gone through the system of higher education. So we're not denouncing education at all. But there is a sense in which we have to be guarded against the wiles of the enemy using this methodology, the system of higher education, schooling, and as important as it is, he uses it for the purpose of establishing the reasonings of man, the mind of man. You hear that the mind is a terrible thing to waste, right? The old commercial. But Satan uses the mind with a view that he might systematically, cunningly devised way of affecting our minds so that we might be removed from the things of God. And that's the effect that Satan uses in the systems of education today. Now, again, we point out it's important for us to be educated. But it is, what do I do with that education? How do I raise my children in light of the scriptural education that is needed, and setting them up in view of going through that system and not being moved and perturbed by that system of the enemy's ways of affecting the mind?